Bron stepped back and drew the window shut, having finally decided. Upon arriving in Cambridge, he would take a taxi from the train station to the address on the envelope, a certain Greenwood Manor, which sounded very grand. Google Maps estimated a near 2-hour walk to the manor, marked by a red pinpoint, and the weather forecast threatened the usual early September drizzle, so there was no chance of walking. He couldn't show up to his new place of employment drenched and smelling of sweat. What would his employer and new pupil think of him then? He had to make a good first impression. The television flickered scenes from Merchant Ivory as he dressed. The boys with whom he used to share these quarters had long since returned home for the summer holidays and were due back in the coming days. The place stood barren, no trace of character or belongings left behind except his own, most of which had already been packed away. He could only carry so much, and the remaining boxes would come to him at a later date, set aside and taped as they were, in the furthermost corner of the room. Inside them were an assortment of clothes alongside his most prized possessions, sets of books by the Bronte sisters, a collection of Austen novels, those of Hardy, Forster, Wolfe, and Shelley, all of them collected, over the course of his life, from the High Street's second-hand bookstore, accompanying him through his years, like a friend. He opened them up again and again for comfort. He'd highlighted his favourite passages, written notes to himself in the margins, and learnt to turn his favourite quotes, "Reader, I married him," into a digital scroll of black calligraphy which he and thousands of others would post and share across their social media channels. His most cherished book, a hardback edition of Jane Eyre, with foiled spine, lithograph illustrations, and a ribbon to mark his progress, was comfortably tucked away in the bag he'd be taking with him